Welcome to Standing Strong Ministries Podcast with Dr. Sean Strong. We hope that you are encouraged by today's message.
Welcome you here according to just Stronger Every Day, where we love the Word of God, we love our coffee, strong and fresh, and God always has the miracles that we believe for in mind. So really excited about today's series, and just wanted to come on here and wanted to give you guys a quick update. And good to see Homer McBeth, Jack McCracken, David Amos. Good to see you guys. And we are in a series today I'm starting called Miracles Still Happen, Reasons Miracles Still Happen. So I just wanted to come on here and give you a quick update, let you know that we are in revival here in Duncan, Oklahoma, and that is at Bethesda House of Mercy, and it is great, Bethesda Church of God, and God is doing just an incredible thing right here where God is taking us, and I believe that the Lord is moving in a powerful way. We had a tremendous service yesterday. We had tremendous things happening, and we wanted to just come on here and give you guys a quick update and let you know that God is doing and great and mighty things. But I want to talk to you about reasons miracles still happen. And just wanted to come on here. We come on here about, probably 10 or 15 minutes every day, Stronger Every Day at 11:30. And I just wanted to come on here and I wanted to give you guys a word of encouragement. And I wanted to start out with you in Luke chapter 18 and verse number 27. Here's what it says. This is Jesus talking, and he said, "And these things which are impossible with men are possible with God." And I thought that was a real interesting statement that he makes. We are in a season where I believe that a lot of people just don't believe miracles happen. Do me a favor, share the show. We want to get this out to as many people as we possibly can. And just want to be an encouragement to as many people. This is a series. I'm going to be doing about a 15-part series on this about why miracles still happen. And so I want to encourage you guys, and I want to tell you that I believe that we are in a season where God, hello, Chad, good to see you, is about to give us divine supernatural signs and wonders. I believe that more now than I have ever believed it. I believe that we're about to step into a season of divine supernatural miracles. And it's going to be a great, season or a dimension of what I would call supernatural signs, wonders, and miracles. And the reason that I think that that is so prevalent to us today is because there is a generation that is longing for the supernatural. We kind of have something that we do on our show. Put this in the comment. This generation is hungry for the supernatural. I want you to put that in the comment section. We've got a generation that is hungry for the supernatural. So I want to start out by just sharing with you a few things. The things that are which are impossible with men are possible with God. So here's the first thing that I want to tell you about supernatural miracles today that you really need to understand. This is really important. There is a generation hungry for the real. I want you to understand that. They're looking for the supernatural. They're looking for signs, wonders, and miracles. They're looking for something to happen in their life today. And the way that that happens is that we've got a generation of believers, not apostles, not prophets, not evangelists, not pastors, not teachers, a generation of believers that should be operating in supernatural signs and wonders. Now watch this. According to Mark chapter 16, it tells us this in the Bible. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they will cast out devils. In my name, they will heal the sick. In my name, they will cleanse the leper. In my name, they will raise the dead. He's talking to believers. He's not talking to just, you know, fivefold ministry there. He's talking to every single believer. So here's why miracles still happen. Today, I'm going to be talking about miracles still happen because people have needs. Write that down in the comment section. People still have needs. God is going to give us supernatural miracles. Hello, Marion. Good to see you. The reason miracles still need to happen is because people still have needs. So watch this. As long as we're on the earth, people are getting sick, okay? As long as we're on the earth, people need healing. As long as we're on the earth, people get still bound up. They get still, they need deliverance. They get bound up, they get frustrated. People are still fighting oppression. People are still fighting frustration. People are still fighting difficulties in our lives. And here's the key. There's a reason that sickness isn't in heaven. Okay, sickness isn't in heaven. Disease isn't in heaven. Frustration isn't in heaven. Oppression is not in heaven. So there's no need for miracles in heaven. That's why there's miracles on the earth. I want you to catch that. There isn't, write that down in the comment section. There's no need for the miraculous in heaven. Isn't that important? Isn't that a really powerful thing to understand? That miracles do not need to happen in heaven. That's why we need them on the earth. That's why miracles still happen. Because miracles don't happen in heaven. They happen on the earth. This is really important that we understand this, okay? This is really important that we grab a hold and grasp what I'm trying to tell you here, okay? Some of these needs that I'm talking about on the earth, okay, write this down in the comment section. They can't be met by human hands, okay? Miracles that are needed on the earth can't be met by human hands. I want you to put that in the comment section. No human hand can give us miracles. Only God can do that. Only God can give us miracles. Reasons miracles still happen. Number one is this. Miracles happen because people still have needs. God, I want you to write this down. God still answers prayer. Okay, write this down. Put that in your notes. Write this, put it in the comment section. This is important. God still answers prayer. Okay, there isn't disease in heaven. There isn't sickness in heaven. There isn't destruction in heaven. There isn't frustration in heaven. There isn't people being bound up in heaven. Okay, so I want you to catch this. This is really important. You got to come to the understanding that signs and wonders and miracles still happen on the earth because there's no need for miracles in heaven. There's miracles on the earth. Only God can give us miracles, not mankind. Okay, watch what happens. We don't need to get in despair. I want you to put that in the comment section. I don't need to live in despair. I want you to put that in the, hey, Brother Logan, good to see you. Good to see you. We'll see you next Sunday. You and I need to understand something really powerful. We don't need to get in despair when it comes to needing God to move today. We don't need that. We don't need to worry. We don't need to get frustrated. We don't need to get into fear, into bondage, into despair. Why? Because all things are possible to them that believe. All things are possible because of God. I don't need to live in despair. I've got God on my side. God is about to answer prayers. God is about to move mountains for me because I've got faith. I get in the Word of God and I realize that on the earth, people still have needs. This is important to understand. There is no need for the miraculous in heaven. That's why God is giving it to us on the earth. God is waiting for an opportunity to perform His Word. I want you to put that in the comment section. God is waiting for an opportunity to perform His Word. I'm going to say that again. God is waiting for an opportunity to move in His Word. The Bible says He's watching over His Word to perform it. I want to speak this to you. I want to speak this to you with a heart of love. You have got to come to a decision that you're going to grab a hold of the Word. You're going to trust what the Word of God says. You're going to hold on to it. You're going to believe God for it, and you're going to see the supernatural. Okay? That's really important. It's really important that you understand that. Okay? There is an opportunity right now for the miraculous in your life because of the Lord, because of what God wants to do in your life. Okay? Miracles still happen because people have needs. If there were any needs, God wouldn't have any need to answer our prayers. So God is trying to get us to a place that we can understand His word still works. His power is still available to those who call upon His name. The Bible says there's no greater power than that name of Jesus Christ. There's no greater power. There's no greater significance for the Lord to move upon the earth right now than His people trusting Him for the miraculous. Reasons miracles still happen. Okay? This is important. This is really important. I want you to get an understanding right now that miracles still happen because people still need deliverance. People still need healing. People still need signs and wonders. People, listen, I believe God is about to baffle science by His miraculous power. God is about to, he's about to baffle doctors. He's about to, just eradicate and eliminate disease in God's people, because I believe that God is in a moment, we're in a moment, a window where God is about to show forth His miraculous power. And God is about to do great and mighty things. This is important. This is an incredible dimension of signs, wonders, and miracles. Don't get frustrated now. Don't give up now. God is about to do great and mighty things through, in, and for the earth. Listen, I want to encourage you, and I want to tell you that there is a great, great dimension of signs, wonders, and miracles that are coming on the earth. Miracles still happen today. Here's the reason why. People still have needs. People still have needs. Yes, His glory is still falling upon us. God wants to answer prayer because people still have needs. Get that down in your heart. The reason you're going to see the miraculous is because God is going to answer prayers because we still have needs. Okay? This is really important. This is really strong to understand. We still have needs. How do we know God's going to do it? And Jesus said, "What is impossible with men is possible with God." Okay? What is impossible with men is possible with God. Remember this. I want you to write this in the comment section. I'm not believing God for the possible. I'm believing Him for the impossible. I want you to write that down. I'm not believing God for the possible. I'm believing Him for the impossible. I'm not believing Him for the possible. I'm believing Him for the impossible. Isn't that powerful? That is a powerful, powerful moment, a powerful opportunity for us to know that I'm not believing God for the possible. I'm believing Him for the impossible. Listen, guys, I want to tell you, miracles still happen because people still have needs. Okay? I'm going to be right back here tomorrow, and I'm going to be doing another teaching on reasons why miracles happen. And I just wanted to come on here, give you another opportunity to be with us on Stronger Every Day. And God is about to do some amazing things in and through your life. I love you. I honor you. I thank God for you. Whatever you do, be blessed. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged by today's message. If you would like to partner with us monthly or sow a seed into our ministry, you can download the Standing Strong Ministries app on Google Play or the App Store, or you can send it to Post Office Box 602, Lebanon, Missouri, 65536. Thank you and have a wonderful day.